Dear friends, I am Yeshua, your brother and friend. I am with you today to celebrate who you are. You often feel that you are not good enough, that you have to work harder, try harder to be a better person, to be more useful, to be of more value. So you often think, I am not enough. And feel this for yourself right now. Feel that there is a sense inside you of not being enough, of not working hard enough, not achieving your goals. And this feeling of not being enough has a certain vibration or frequency. And I ask you to tune into this frequency of lack, of feeling not good enough. And as you do so, as you tune into this frequency, then you can start to notice that from this sense of not being or doing enough, you start, your actions become strained, become, you are overactive, you are giving, or you feel you need to give to others in order to be accepted, in order to be worthy. And then you start to lose yourself in either relationships or work when you give too much in order to feel accepted. You start to become removed from yourself. It's like you don't feel yourself completely anymore. And when you don't feel yourself anymore, then a kind of emptiness or meaninglessness enters your awareness. You start to feel empty, and life, the purpose of life, isn't clear to you anymore. You can also feel lonely then, or depressed, and you don't know why exactly. And the reason for this, the reason for the loneliness or depression or the sense of not being satisfied, is that you have cut yourself off from yourself. And all of it starts from the feeling of not being enough, not being good enough. And today we speak about abundance. And abundance is the opposite of not enough. Abundance, the energy of abundance, also has a frequency, a vibration. And I ask you to tune into it now. And allow it to enter your heart. You can feel a light starting to shine there. When you allow in the energy of abundance, you feel connected, connected with something bigger than you. You start to feel that you are worthy, that you are good enough just by existing. You don't have to prove that you are good or worthy. When you get in touch with abundance, the frequency of abundance, You feel that you are a child of the universe, a child who is allowed to play and to experience and to explore. And feel the freedom you have as this cosmic child. You are free, and free to explore means also that you are, that it's okay to make mistakes. It's necessary that you make mistakes, otherwise you couldn't explore or discover anything new. So the flow of abundance also has to do with allowing yourself the freedom to explore and to make mistakes. Abundance, the frequency of abundance, is about feeling connected and feeling free. And receive these energies now. They are yours. When you are in the vibration of lack, of not enough, of fear, then you lose touch with this abundance. When you try to fit in and to meet with the expectations of your parents or your partner or society, then you start to step away from how you truly feel inside. You start to feel anxious that you may be selfish and not a good person. However, the biggest thing you have to share with other people is your light, the light that originally belongs to you, that is you. And you cannot shine out that light to others when you are trying to fit in, trying to be good, but underneath feeling that you're not enough, that you're not good enough. I'm inviting you now to again feel the frequency of abundance inside your heart and to feel the connectedness, the cosmic connectedness and the freedom that belongs to this frequency. And bring it down, allow it to flow through your body, not just your heart, but your whole chest, your abdomen, your head and shoulders. And then let it flow through your legs and into your feet. You are a light worker soul, and what you have to share with others is something new, a new energy, a new way of thinking. Your energy opens people's hearts. Then they get attuned to the frequency of abundance themselves. The earth and human consciousness needs the frequency of abundance. And the frequency of abundance is something that you carry inside as a human being. It's not about being wealthy or possessing a lot of things on a material level. When you are in the flow of abundance, you will attract what you need in order to express yourself and live with joy. So now feel this frequency of abundance, and it's now flowing throughout your energy field, your body, and imagine that it now flows outward into the world, into your everyday life. And see what happens. And to make it really concrete and specific, look at an important relationship in your life. Imagine that you are standing opposite to a person in your life who is really important to you. It may be that you are very fond of this person, that you love him or her, but it can also be that it's about a person who you have troubles with, that you feel strong emotions about. Now stand before this person and radiate the frequency of abundance without fear, completely being yourself. You feel completely self-aware and connected with your own highest energy. And then ask yourself, what is the right distance between me and this person? And this distance is about energetic distance, but you can see it in terms of physical distance. How far or close should this person be to you? If you stand in your own light, where is this person? Is he or she next to you, or opposite to you, or just disappears from your energy space? Often your connections with other people are mixed with fear or a sense of obligation and responsibility. You may have fear to hurt someone or to be rejected by them. And fear damages the frequency of abundance. Fear also makes you think that you have to carry other people's burdens. There's this misguided idea, it's a confusion, that to be connected with someone else, you also have to start carrying their emotional burdens. But this is not true. You cannot feel abundant when you feel you have to carry the weight of someone else's shadow. It's a law of the universe that each soul has to walk its own path. So when I speak today about abundance and the frequency of abundance, you have to realize that you can only deal with your own flow of abundance. When you start to take care of other people, or you feel the duty and responsibility for that, be very careful about how to proceed. The best way to teach abundance is to allow yourself to be abundant. Focus on your own burdens, your own fears, and that's truly your only and most important mission. So when you want to create abundance in your life, focus on yourself. You cannot solve other people's problems with abundance, because abundance is not an external thing, it's an inner, internal thing. Abundance has a lot to do with the ability to receive, the willingness to receive. And you can only truly receive when you feel that you are good enough. That you are a child of the universe, that you are connected and free. And with that, I like to end this message, and I will be happy to address your questions about it.